Zediab, the refugee who was an instant sensation. Do you ever stop to think how your everyday life has been shaped by people from the past? Well, if you play the guitar, brush your teeth, or eat dessert after a meal, you owe a debt of gratitude to a Muslim musician who lived 1,200 years ago. Abul Hasan, a commoner born in Baghdad around 789 AD, had a gift for song that so pleased the ruling caliph, he gave him the name Zediab, meaning blackbird. Zediab's natural musical talent made other musicians jealous, however. So when the caliph died in 813, they exiled the blackbird, sending him to wander the Islamic world for a decade. He performed wherever he went and picked up customs from the people he met. Zediab eventually found his way to Al-Andalus, today's Andalusia, Spain. Its ruler loved music. In fact, he valued musicians above all other professionals. He welcomed the refugee. He offered him asylum. Zediab was an instant sensation. He introduced his instrument, the Baghdadi oud, to his new neighbors. Then, adding an extra string to his oud, he ignited the evolution of the Spanish guitar. He established the first ever music conservatory in Córdoba, which gave rise to the genre of Andalusian classical music, música al-ala, that is still popular in Morocco today. But Zediab's influence didn't stop with music. He transformed Cordoban society as well. He taught locals how to make deodorant and toothpaste. He instructed women in how to shape eyebrows, cut their hair into bangs, remove unwanted body hair. He inspired men to shorten their hair as well and to shave daily. And instead of piling his food onto platters, as was then the custom, Zediab ate his meals atop a clean tablecloth and in three distinct courses, a soup, a main dish, and a dessert. So each time you sit down to a three-course dinner, strum your six-string guitar, brush your teeth, or tidy your hair, you are following in the footsteps of a Muslim musician who lived 1,200 years ago. This is a Nonfiction Minute with Sarah Towle. For more about Zediab and other history heroes, I invite you to visit my online magazine, historyheroblast.com.